So I was driving around Pingerley the other day and I noticed a whole lot of flyers coming up saying that there's big markets going on this weekend. Got Julie on the line to chat to me all about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Now tell me about it. Tell me about these community markets.
Okay. It happens twice a year. We have Mother's Day weekend on the Saturday and we have the second Saturday in November. This year it just happens to be on Remembrance Day as well. So we're going to incorporate the memorial service and the wreath laying as in the middle of the market.
Okay.
Because we hold them in Memorial Park, so the park is there for remembering, and so it's just really appropriate to do that, which will be fantastic.
No, that's great that you're incorporating that as well. Now, tell me about the markets themselves. How many stall holders are we going to see?
Okay, we have, on average, 30-plus.
Oh, wow.
We've not had less than 30 for about the last 7 years. And we've got several new ones. New people coming this year, which is fantastic. I send out about 120 invites for stall applicants, and I've had just huge response, especially with the likes of Facebook, etc., and word of mouth.
Type of stalls are we going to see there?
Okay, so we have obviously food. We the local community groups run by volunteers mainly do the sausage sizzling and cold drinks. Then we have the school chaplaincy group do the morning teas with cakes and tea and coffee. We have a lot of giftware, preserves, plants, jewellery, crystals, incense, bric-a-brac. local crafts. We've got some new stallholders that have actually got some beautiful new crafts.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got a whole lot happening.
Anyone driving through Pingerley will see it.
Yeah, you won't be able to miss it, no chance at all. And it's all happening this Saturday.
Yes, open to the public from 9 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's going to be a bustling hive of activity with lots of things happening. There's also an event that's running hand-in-hand across at the Town Hall, which is diagonally across the road. And that's going to be arts, crafts, local history items and also the local camera club are putting up a display of about 400 photos.
Excellent. Well, a whole lot going on in Pingerley this weekend. Thanks for the chat today, Julie.
Thank you very much, Alan.